catches him in his clutch. But for this he had to pay his whole wealth. When he was finished, no money with him, then one day the prostitute rebuked him so much. And for this, arrow came and went in his heart, and he decided to give up his life. He gave his whole wife, his love and affection to her, left his father, mother, children, everything. And she rebuked. So he came back from prostitute's house and went to jungle to give up his life. When he reached in the forest, it was too dark. Heavy rain with thunderbolts were there. Anyhow, he was looking after any shade, and in the end he saw that there is an old temple. And she entered. Whole night weeping. No sleep, nothing. Nothing eaten. Fast. No water even. And that prostitute, anyhow, now she realized that I have taken his everything. I have kept him for nowhere. And she began to search him. Where he has gone? And he followed. And when he came to that forest, so dark and thunderbolt and rain was there, and it was dark, so also to escape his life, she entered in that temple. Whole night weeping, one side that person, one side this. In morning, when sun came, they saw each other. But that day was of Nisingades, same day. Fasting both, nothing eaten, and whole night nighting, waking, no sleep. So it became very, very strong Sukriti. And then he came as Prahlad, the home of his mother. And he was able to hear 60,000 years from the mouth of himself, Nar Rishi. He told everything in that. All knowledges, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva. What is this world? Everything. And thus from birth he became Mahabhagavat. What is the definition of Mahabhagavat? Seeing his worshipful deity in everyone's heart. Seeing Krishna in everyone. And seeing also in Krishna all
living beings.
This is Mahabhagavat. So from beginning of life, he became like that. You know, Hiranyakashipu was a very great
demon,
dangerous. He has born from Brahma himself. I should not die in day, not in night, not in Akash,
in the sky,
God, not on earth. Not in
inside
Atta. Not by even human beings, not by animals, not by any demigods or any. Not in month, not in year,
not inside room,
inside room,
not
outside room,
not by any weapon,
by weapons. Brahma told, oh.
It will be.
And thus he became like immortal, but not immortal. And he began to doing all universes.
All saintly persons.
What?
He started to harass all the saintly personalities.
Demigods, cow killing, Rishi Muni torturing, began to do. And then what became, you know, perhaps in morning class, Madhava Maharaj has told. First, you should know that Krishna in the form of Hiranyaksha, he killed his brother, Hiranyaksha, in the form of
boar incarnation.
Boar. And then Hiranyakashipu brought his dead body in the council. All were weeping bitterly. Then Hiranyakashipu told to all, to his mother, his brothers, his nephews, wife, and all, why you are weeping? Why? Tell me. If whole world will come and we may return back, never. Why weep? And he told so many things. Oh, he fought with Vamandev,
Varahadev.
So he was killed in battle. So he must go to Swarga,
heaven.
Why this? Also, you should know that he was not this body. If he was body, then he is here. Take his covering cloth, and they took. Well, oh, this is your son, your father,
your husband,
and all this. You should speak with him. He is here, but not talking. Why? Soul is not body. We are not actual body. But all of us have this false ego that we are this body, but really not. He told a story also that once a pigeon and sea pigeon, they had so many children, they went to forest to pick up some
food from the babies
and for them. They went in the jungle on the side of any river. Oh, very smooth grasses were there. They sat on the branch. Sea pigeon, she saw on the ground there were so many the pieces of very fine
rice.
She could not check her tent. She told her husband, oh, please come with me and we will work together, collect rices for us and for children. He told husband, from where rice here? No any saw, no any field. It must be a trap of hunter. Don't go there, other will be killed. Oh, she could not obey her, him, her husband. And she flew and began to
pick up one after another grain.
Yeah. In the meantime, hunter was hiding himself behind a tree, very black, very tall, very fierce. And he
pulled the string.
Pulled the
string.
Rope.
String of bronze.
And she was caught in trap. And she now began to weep. I could not obey you. And her man, he became mad. And he came outside the trap. He was crying bitterly. And she was crying
inside.
Both were. Oh, I should be in trap and you should come out from the trap. Because I cannot support and nourish children. You can. And saying this bitterly, weeping, in the hunter was behind and began to laugh. And then like, oh,
clapping.
Right, clapping. He became very happy. And he took his bow and arrow and shot it in the heart of the deer. It went through out. And at once bleeding came and died. Then happily came and took that sea pigeon and this dead body and joined their fish and kept here and went to his house and cooked and took. We are like pigeons. When the trap of
Mayadevi
our fathers, forefathers and all are dead. Now our time has come. Call is hunter. Death is hunter. Surely, when you took birth, death was written. When death. So death must come. One day you have to die. But you will not die. Your body will die. So be prepared. Before death, you should do your activity in the powers to serve Krishna. Now I am giving some moment, some time for you, but when death will come, call will come, he will not give a second moment time for you. Give me time, I want to talk with my wife, dear. No time. No time. So, having a very beautiful, strong, this human body form, you should try to serve Krishna, chant Krishna and be happy. So, Hiranyakashipu did not tell all these things, but what I have told before, he told. The example of pigeon after that. So, we should try to. Then he has four sons. The youngest was
Prahlada.
How he was sent to school, how he returned back, he came in the lap of his father and he asked, what you have learnt in his school. Then he did not told dharma, artha, kam, moksha or duplicity, rajniti,
diplomacy, hypocrisy.
Diplomacy and other. Tasadhu manne asurvajjade inam vitatma patam vihamanda kupam.
Vanam gato jad.
Vanam gato jad. Your sister has come? No? She is coming, but in the way. Oh. Then, here. She is here.
So many are outside.
Why outside? You should all come. Come.
There is enough room inside.
Oh.
Enough room here, this side. This side enough room.
Then?
Tat sadhu manni asura parjyo.
Tat sadhu manni asura parjyo dehina.
Tat sadhu manne asur vajya dehinam. I think that it will be better to give up this dry well. Dry well means?
There's no water.
No. This family life. There is no bhajan. This is like a well. No water. Full of poisonous snakes. Tiger on the mouth. Give up this. And be in the association of high class of Vaishnava. And serve Krishna. Perhaps he has told the history of dark well?
Yes,
sir. Yes. Hrinakashipu became very angry. And he called two sons of his guru. Why you taught him so bogus things? Oh, we have not. Then next time he was again sent to school. And after some time, again, Hrinakashipu took him in his lap and with love and affection again asked, what you have taught in his school? And then this time he told, Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pad Sevanam Bandhanam
Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sukhamatam Anivedanam.
Or this time he became more angry. And he throw from his lap at once. Who told you all this? Shandamark, I will kill you. Why you taught again? So I am not taught. This son tells Naisargiki I am. Or Swabhaviki.
Natural.
Naturally he is. We are not. Then he turned towards Prahlad. Who taught you? And then Prahlad. No fear at all. He was only a boy of
5 years.
5 years. And his father, thousands and thousands of years. And his body was
like thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt. Not dying in day and night of what I told you. So furious and very strong. And Prahlad Mar was this baby of 5. And what? Matirna Krishne Paratoshatu Va Mithobhi Paddit Grihapatanam Adanta Gobhir Vishatang Tamishra Puna Punascharpit Charvanana. Matirna Krishne Paratoshatu Va. If any person who is always entangled in Visha.
Sense gratification.
Sense gratification. Always. He cannot help others or himself. He cannot help anyway. So, our these teachers always in sense gratification. How can they help? Never. They cannot help himself. How they can help me? Mati na krishne prato satova mithopi paddet grihabatanam adantagobi isatang tamishuna punah punas chatvicharvana. They will go to hell again, come and again go to hell. Till
eternity. Oh,
lakhs and lakhs of species. Try to believe me. I am telling from Bhagavatam. Bhagavat from the essence of Ved. One day you will have to be like that if you are not serving Krishna and chanting and remembering. So, Prahlad Maharaj is telling. Vishatam Tamishra, again and again going and coming, again going and coming. Then his father became very furious. Oh, my teacher Shukracharya and his two sons are bogus. They are not guru. Oh, they are Jagat Guru. They are only sense gratification.
Gratifier.
Gratifier only. And what he has taught to me, it is all bogus. Only you are true. You can come by myself in the home of your mother. Now you are so intelligent. Then again he told. Na vidu tej
svarthagatiṃ
hi viṣṇu durāśayāje bahirārthamānina andhādhathaṃ upaniyamāna tapīśaṃ tantra urdam nipatyam. In Ved it has been written. No. What is written? That if you will do sacrifice to demigods, you will go to heaven. And there, Nandankana, so many beautiful garden, Parijat Pushpa,
flower.
They can give you anything you desire. Desire tree there. That now they always young, no oldness there. So see, reading this. General people, they do fire sacrifice for demigods. But what becomes? They go there and they test the results. And when the results finish, again they come. And again they come.
As a rotation. As a rotation, coming and going.
No happiness at all. So, like a dog, anywhere he was going, dog, and he saw a dry
bone,
and he became very happy. He took that bone in his mouth and chewing, and by chewing, blood from his own mouth came because it was rough. And he was thinking, oh, how beautiful.
Tasteful.
Salty. Was enjoying. And some other dogs that saw him from distance and they ran away and pursued and began to bite. Then he saw that there is no way to save. So he left and make his tail, took his tail here.
In his legs.
And he gave up and he became aside and he was looking. And those who took, all other dogs began to bite and use, wanted to take. Chew after chew. But no Nothing was there.
No Jews.
So our fathers, forefathers and others in this world all have gone like this. This is sense gratification means chewing after chewing. Nothing is there, but we are thinking. So be careful. Okay. And more wanted to kill him. He did so many efforts. Oh, again. Again. What? Matis Najavat.
Naisang Matis Tavat Urukramang.
Naisang Matis Tavat
Urukramang. Prisatta Anarthaka Mojadartha.
Mahiyasang Padaro Visekam. Niskinchananam. Labanit Javat. What he told? Anyone can it be happy? Never and never. Until he touches the feet of lotus feet of lotus dust of the feet of lotus or spiritual guru. Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. And he follows. What you will tell, I will obey. And he obeys. Then he said, so you must follow. So after that he became very unhappy and he was thrown from the hills in ocean. He was given poison. He was given to fire. He was given to tigers and bears and
mad elephant.
But elephant. But none can
make harm.
And then what became? Any kirtan? The sister of Gosundar has come? Not even. She will not come back. Any kirtan?
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini
Thank you.
but he was not successful. Even his sister was so powerful, and he has a broom from Brahma that you cannot
burn in the fire.
Burned in fire. She came and told him, brother, I will kill you. I cannot burn in fire. Make a big
Bonfire.
No. So many wood, arrange so many wood.
Big fire.
Big pile of wood.
Fire.
And when fire was in full, she entered taking Prahlad Maharaj's in
there. Dear nephew, come in my lap.
And she went. But she burnt and Prahlad Maharaj. Then Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu began to fear. Oh, this boy, not fearing anyone, he may kill me. How dangerous he is. So he was fearing in the meantime. Both sons of his Guru Shukra Acharya came and told, why you are fearing? This boy is an infant. Very weak. 5 years only age. Your body is thunder of bolt. You cannot die day and night. Why you are fearing from this baby? I'm going to take these boys in my ashram and my father Shukracharya will come.
Very soon.
Wait a little and he will do everything. Then they took him to school and one day they went anywhere in any
household work.
And told Prahlad, you should be monitor, I am coming just now. You should control these boys. And when they went, and then Prahlad Maharaj. The boys requested him to play. He told them, today not playing. I will tell something you, and after that we will play. And then he collected all boys and they were eager to hear something. And then he began to tell something. Like, I'm telling you, as a Prahlad to you, demon boys.
Listen to me.
Kumar Acharit Pragyu Dharmaniha
Dharman Bhagavatani
Durvam Manusu Janma Tadap Arthadam Adhumam. What is that? You should try to follow Bhagavad Dharma from beginning of your life. Oh Kumar, from very baby time. What is Bhagavad Dharma? What is Bhagavad Dharma? You know, this universe has come from God. So, God of God is Krishna. God of God. And he is called Bhagavan. All kinds of aishwarya,
opulence,
all good qualities in him. In a moment he can destroy this whole universe. And in a second, eyes, lips coming, going, in one, he can create millions and billions of universes. So powerful. But on the other hand, he is very causeless, merciful. We are part and parcel of that very God. We have done some mistake. We forget. And left his service. And that is why, as a prison, Maya gate, this worldly prison. This prison so big, you are seeing how big. And there is hathakali and bedi, means
chain.
Chain here and chain here, like
a prisoner.
Prisoners. Very dangerous prisoners. Iron.
Iron circle.
What is that? Attachment to family, to wife, husband, children, and all these things. Position. This is like a very, very tight. You cannot move. This is different. So, this Maya gives so much pain. So much pain. Life is very dangerous. Early, young age, it seems very beautiful and tasteful, but really not tasteful. So, to serve Krishna in transcendental form, there, this is our transcendental dharma, and this is called Bhagavata. Shadow of this in this world, to chant name, to remember Krishna, to worship Krishna, to give anything to Krishna, this is called Bhagavata. Shravanam, Kirtanam,
Vishnu
Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam. This is Bhagavata. But not only chanting will do. First, offer yourself in the Lord's feet of Gurudev. And then chant, then it will be Bhagavata. But if you are not taking shelter of Gurudev, chanting, remembering, worshipping, it will not be Bhagavata. So this is Bhagavata. Very easy to remember and chant Hare Krishna. But in the guidance of Gurudev, taking shelter, he said, this is Bhagavata. So this Bhagavata dharma should be observed from when? When knowledge comes. When it will come? No soul. If you have done something, good things, like Prahlad Maharaj did in his past day, he fasted on the Nisinga day, like that. Or any Sukriti related to Krishna, you will do. If any high class of devotees comes, you are serving him by water, by food, by anything. You will chant, you will go to Vrindavan, Navadvi, Puri. These are Sukritis. If you give anything for them, your energy, then it will be
Sukriti.
Sukriti. When it is so much, then sadhu sang will come. And then if you will follow sadhu, what they are doing, how they are doing, what is their mood, then this is Bhagavad Dharma. So do it from
today.
Boyhood. But if you have no such kind of Sukriti, then you cannot believe in God, you cannot believe in Sadhu Sangha. So, sadhus, they without any gain to give Sukriti to others. By his darshan, by his speaking, by Harikatha. And then Sukriti comes. Then you believe in God, in Guru Vaishnava. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling, this is good time for you. Who is Prahlad Maharaj? Mahabhagavat. Krishna sent them, him, for them. So Kumarat Acharet Bhagavataniha Dharmani. Also he is telling that this body, human body, is like a very strong boat. Boat, you know, to cross a river. But here this boat cannot. We are drowning in Bhava Samudra, birth and death, big, endless
ocean.
What?
Ocean.
Ocean. From many species of life, so many births. From one creation, first creation was there. But until, up till now, we are drowning, coming and going. This is last chance. Prahlad Maharaj telling. At once you should begin Bhagavad Dharma. Very easy. Then they ask Prahlad, Prahlad, if you will do bhajan in
childhood,
very childhood, it is not good. We should do sense gratification. First we should learn something. Going to school, learn something. How to maintain life, duplicity, rajniti and all other things. And then, young age, do sense gratification. Very beautiful wife, not only one, two, three, four, five, as you like. Divorce and again new brand, and take alcohol and fall on the earth. But Prahlad Maharaj, don't do. And when we will be old, then we will do bhajan. Oh, then in old age one cannot sit
straight
and straight also. How you can do bhajan? Always weeping in so many problems and
suffering, sorrows.
Suffering. Always. Cough will come here and your this throat will gurgurayate. Gurgurayate, you know?
Voice will be choked.
So, you cannot take, but
take the mucus out. So unable to throw it.
Then machine will be needed to take your cough.
Mucus.
But machine will be felled and you will be torn. Then when you will do bhajan? So begin bhajan today, from today. Don't delay. At once you should. Then he told, the boys asked Prahlad, if you will do bhajan, always doing kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Then how we can maintain? Who will maintain us? Prahlad Maharaj told, don't be very faulty. You know, anyone does not like to be unhappy, suffering. Anyone does not want to be old. Some want to. Yes, I'm now gray. Oh, he takes out that I should not be old. Sometimes pains.
Color.
Dying.
But more coming. Teeth gone. Again, making new one. Side goes again, glasses. But again, he dies. So we should always remember this. Also, you don't want to die, don't want to be old. But who can check it? Anyone? Any of you? No one can check this. Death. It will come, surely come, automatically. If you have done something, fruitive karma in your past life, that will come automatically. How? or Krishna will give,
oh, it will be open up.
Open up and some coins will come. Automatically. So, as suffering comes without wanting,
without inviting,
then why not coming? Happiness. Wealth, reputation, position and all these things, why you are hankering after? Don't be there. Natat prayasu kartavya.
Jata
ayu bayah param.
Natatha bindate chema mukunda charanam bujam hare.
So you should not worry for your maintenance. Once a person was... So once a man detached from world, no? And he left his house. Left his house. But when he came out from his village, then he began to think, who will maintain me if I am going to forest? There is none. How to maintain life? In the meantime, he saw that some workers were cutting some rocks. No? For what purpose? To build
road.
Road or anything. No. Big, big slabs. In India, the roofs, they make from the
rock.
Stones, rocks. So they were doing. Cutting, and in the middle of the rock, they saw
one frog.
A frog. He was there. And he thought, who is feeding? Who is nursing? How he is alive there? Who gives anything to that frog? Understand? You? Oh, one frog, rock, and in the middle, a hole was there. And frog was sitting. And he came at once jumping. So who is doing? After some time he saw there was a bird. She has given one egg. No? Egg. And egg in the air came on the ground and it
broken.
And a
baby bird come
baby.
Out.
No eyes, nothing. But she was very hungry. In the meantime, a
small.
Very small
insect
came flying, very, very soft, and he sat on that juice of
saliva.
Egg, and he was trying to fly, so he became round like, and he came in the mouth automatically. Oh, God is arranging everything. Why should I know? And then he went. So you should not waste your time, Prahlad Maharaj said. Just at once begin, and it is very easy, only to chant Hare Krishna. So one kirtan you should do. What kirtan? Durlab.
Hari Vipale Janamagain.
Hari Vipale Janamagain. Give a song book. Harmonium? Where you kept harmonium?
It should be right here.
So you should sing. You should come here. Bring your harmonium. Or you should come over. Oh, where is Vedanga? Oh. Make it very less sound. Madhurena.
Hari.
think, as you think, not so easy, like bread and butter. To come from worldly binding, it is very hard. There is very big strong attachment. Who can give up their old father, mother? Who can? Old father, mother's crying, they cannot do anything. And especially, very near and dear and very teary, affectionate wife, beautiful, young. Oh, children, half of speaking.
Broken language.
Broken language.
Broken language. Papa, mama. Who can give up then? So these are strong
attachment.
You can, anyone. Those who have made some beautiful garden, so many parrots and other animals, and swimming pools in that garden, so many things, how they can give up. And especially tongue is very short. If our life is for 100 years, half goes in vain in sleeping. And those who are not have control of their senses, or more than that, they will take
liquor
and all these things, and day and night
sleep.
Sometimes in India I have seen taking so much drug in the roadside, they become faint, and dogs coming
opening
and
door.
Giving water, very hot water in his mouth.
Was their mouth.
Understand? In roadside they are running and they will take their legs here and so this will be then.
Who's thinking?
So half life goes in vain in sleeping. And not controlled senses, then more. And what becomes after? 20 years goes in vain in learning to schools and college and other things. Nowadays more. And 20 years goes in
old age.
In old age, you cannot do anything. Always crying. So many diseases and problems will come. Your children will kick you out. Why this old person is not dying? So, 20?
40 years.
40 and 50.
90 years. 10 years. In 10 years, to marry, to look after children, to make
buildings,
make so many things, to give marriage to their daughters and sons and all these things. So 10 years quickly goes. When you will not know. So when you will do bhajan? So from beginning of your life, when you are children, your paper of wisdom is clear, friend. Understand? What?
Nothing
your
is,
intelligence
nothing
is
written.
Intelligence is clean, no polluted.
Polluted. So anything can be written on that. So anything what will be given?
Impression.
They will fall. But when they will be more than 50, they will not learn anything new. So from beginning of our life, we should try to chant and remember in the guidance of a high class of Vaishnava. This is the aim and object. And further he told,
কীর্তন করলে তো
না না করো তো
অভিষেক করতে হবে না সন্ধ্যা
হয়ে গেলো
What is this?
Maharaj goes backwards.
What that? For mosquito? They will come and sit here.
Hare Krishna. So, then the demonic boy asks, oh dear Prahlad, so what is the process of doing bhajan? And from where you have learned all these things? We Jain Gurukul in same time with you. We never heard all this nice philosophy. Neither Sanda nor Amarka explained all this philosophy.
From father and mother.
And we never heard from our parents. From where you have learned all these things? And what is the process of doing bhajan? Prahlad Maharaj told, please listen carefully. When my father went for doing austerity, at that time, demigods Indra invaded the heavenly planet to kill all demons. At that time, I was in my mother's womb. Indra caught my mother and used one to take her to heavenly planet. In the meantime, Naradrishi was coming down from Vaikuntha planet, playing on his veena. Radhika Raman sometime, Jaya Radha Raman sometime, Hare Krishna sometime, this and that. He is coming down and he saw that Indra is pulling one lady. And he came, oh Indra, being the king of heavenly planet, how can harass a lady? It's a very great sin. Indra told, oh Gurudev, I will not harass her. She is pregnant now and Hiranyakashipu's son is there and he will be as powerful as his father, like son. So I will not kill the lady. When she will yield the child, I shall kill the child and let her free. Naradrishi told, oh Indra, none can kill him. He is the great devotee of Bhagavan named Prahlad Maharaj. So hearing from Naradrishi, and Narad ordered him to do pranam for Mahabhagavat Prahlad Maharaj. He followed Naradrishi, did pranam for Prahlad Maharaj, did parikrama to Kayadu, and went away to heavenly planet. Then Naradrishi took her to his own ashram. And Naradrishi kept her and asked, we can ask any benediction. She told, unless until my husband is not coming back from austerity, I should not yield a child. She had fear, if child will come from my womb, Indra may come and kill him. Naradrishi told, yes, it will be. When your husband will come back, then you will yield a child. So, my father did austerity, about 100 years of demigods. So about in the meantime, Naradrishi used to tell Harikatha, all this I have told to you and so many more things. My mother, due to woman intelligent and she entangled household work, she forgot everything. But Naradrishi told all this Harikatha for me only. So I learned all these things by his causeless mercy. So I still remember everything. So I know one has learned, especially myself, I have learned, not learned from Sandamarka, and you have not listened anything from Sandamarka. So by this, I have learned all these things. Then they told, oh my dear friend Prahlad, what is the process of doing bhajan? How to do bhajan? You are telling to do bhajan. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Panenacha Samgina Sadhu Bhakta Nam Istararadhanenacha. Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta have to serve Gurudev with great devotion. And which you have to surrender to Gurudev. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, Manasa Deha Geha Jo Kichu Mor Arpilu Tuapade Nanda Kishor, which I have possessed, my mind, because our body is controlled by mind. We have 11 senses. So mind is the king of all senses. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told at first, Manasa. So my mind and my body and which I possess, I offer everything on your lotus feet. And I am your eternal servant. Which you want, if you want to kill me, can kill. If you want to save me, can save. So, Sarvalabhar Panacha to offer to everything to Guru. And must be bona fide Guru. He has some symptom. It mentioned in Bhagavatam. Tasmat Guru Prapadeita Jigasu Se Uttamam Sabde Parijanishnatam Brahman Upasamasrayam. We are suffering threefold miseries. We want to overcome from the miseries. So we approach to a bona fide Gurudev. Bona fide Gurudev has two symptoms, one external and another internal. External is divided into two. What? Are those? Sabdecha Nishnatam. He must be qualified all in scriptures. If devotee or disciple has any doubt, bona fide Gurudev can quote it from scriptures and take his doubt out. This one symptom. Another symptom, Brahmani Upasamasrayam. He must be detached from material world. The material world, the hankering, so many things. Bona fide Guru must not hanker for all these things. What is that? Specially, who is not doing bhajan? They hankering for 3 W. Woman, oil and wine. This is for men and for female. 3 M. Men, marijuana and money. All are hankering for these three. So, bona fide Guru must be detached from these 3 W or 3 M. This is the external symptom. An internal symptom? Parecha Nishnatam. Parecha Nishnatam. He must be a realized soul. 24 hours a day, he is serving by his own sarup, of his divine couple. We are thinking he is sitting with us, talking with us, laughing with us, joking with us. Because we have external vision. But internal, what is doing? He is serving divine couple, leaning towards Radhika 24 hours a day. How we can know this? We can understand by his external symptom. And how you will know his internal symptom? By his causeless mercy, who is always with them and serving, and too much loyal towards Gurudev. By their association, by high class of Vaishnava association, we can understand Gurudev. So, Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta have to serve Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, with deep devotion. Sarvalabhar Panenacha have to offer everything which he possesses. And Sangya Sadhu Bhaktanam, and have to be in good association. Without being good association, none can understand who is bona fide Gurudev. He will make us understand. And bona fide Gurudev always in high level. What he spoke? What is his desire? Vaishnava can explain us and make us understand. So, Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam, Ishara Radhani Nacha. If he be in good association, initiated by bona fide Gurudev, and then do bhajan, then our bhajan will be successful, then we can attain our goal. Otherwise, not possible. Then they told, what is the process? Then Prahlad told, please follow me, chant after me. Then they start kirtan. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Gaur Praman.
Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol.
What we can? give it to.
Prahlad, is your God here? Stop it! Stop
what
it.
He told when the kirtan was going on?
Stop!
Stop!
Stop now!
Then?
I'm bringing to your father, Prahlad.
And then?
Sit down.
It began to kill. Prahlad took his club in his hand and asked, where is your God? Prahlad told, everywhere my God.
They are dead.
Everywhere? I'm not seeing, you cannot see.
You are spiritually but blind, you so you cannot see.
He is my strongness and yours too. Then he told that, if everywhere, then in this pillar? Yes, surely.
What?
And then he took his
fist. By his fist.
And he. Missing came out. And he began to fight with Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes, he came from the clutches of Nrisimhadev and then demigods used to fly here and there. And again he in Nrisimhadev.
Catch him.
And then took on his
lap.
Oh, this time, very time. This is the time.
Neither day, neither night.
No night.
In the door.
In the house. Not out of house.
In
where?
In the door.
The threshold.
There, in the door.
Doorway.
The threshold.
Doorway.
Any month?
No. Mark.
No ear. It was lip ear. No weapon. What?
By mail.
Like one.
Not yet.
Not human.
Not
animal.
Animal.
Half this was lion.
Lion.
This body.
Human being.
Human being.
Not created by Brahma.
Not created by Brahma. And once in a moment. And took his
intestines.
And
like a garden.
Very angry and whole world was fiery. Then Brahma told, how we can shed fire? Then he told to Lakshmi Devi. Shankar came in, he also requested Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi told, I cannot go now.
I never seen this.
Never seen like him.
So angry.
And then Prahlad requested.
Brahmaji ordered Prahlad.
Requested Prahlad, O you son, you can go and satisfy, pacify him. And he came running and jumped in his lap without fear. Like lion.
Like a cub.
He kills all. But when his cub comes and
jumps
on his head, oh, very small, very pleasant, free.
Love it.
Prahladesh. So that is it, the East Dev of Prahlad Maharaj. And he began to weep. His anger went in a moment. And he became daunted. Began to weep. Prahlad, I have made mistake. I have made
late. Excuse
late.
Me.
So, excuse me and take one broom from me. Then Prahlad Maharaj, I'm not a business person. That I will serve you and I will want something. I'm not business man. If I have anything desire, you should try to take it off. No, no. Even you will have to take one broom. Oh. If you are happy and satisfied with my bhakti, then my father should be liberated. Oh, it has been liberated before. Those who will do bhajan, if he is Mahabharat, then 21
generation
will be liberated. If Madhyam,
14.
14.
And if even Kanishta,
then 7 generations.
So you are Mahabharat. So your father has been liberated. Oh, then Prahlad told, if you want to give me benediction, I want that. I should be in this world for life and lives, taking the
right
activities, fruits,
reactions.
And my bhakti should go in them and they should be liberated. I don't want to go for liberation myself. I want to be with them and to share their
sufferings
and to help them. Then he told Prahlad, I am defeated. Those who will hear this Harikatha and fast on the day of Nisinga Dev, hear your this Harikatha that from morning we are giving, especially from 4. You should hear and follow. And then they will be liberated and they will have Krishna bhakti. Go, Prema. Now some Kirtan and two Abhishek. Abhishek, to me, Karo. Where is Shravan Kumar? What doing? Oh, bring the utensils of Abhishek. Your father may do. Oh, Kirtan.